Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future. Welcome to Learning by Ear and the fourth episode of our radio drama on corruption, The Elephant in the Room. The experiences of the Odhiambo family are showing us how corruption plays a part in everyone's lives, but that it is possible to take a stand against it. In our last episode, the Odhiambos have persuaded Jeffrey, a family friend, to think about setting up his own NGO to investigate corruption. Jeffrey has found out about a huge energy supply scam, and he wants it to be made public before the elections. In this episode, the members of parliament involved in the energy scam are meeting to discuss their strategy for the upcoming elections. They need money to fund their campaign, and the easiest way to raise it is through more corruption.
John Maynard, this is a toast to you, our future president.
Our future president.
They said on the news that you are the front runner. You're going to save our country and hopefully line our pockets in the process.
Shh. Fred, not so loud. Be careful what you say in public.
Come on, Wichuli. This is a private members club. We are all part of the same gang, members of the same tribe. We all know what's what and how to get ahead. We help our own. No one here will betray their own people, right?
Here. We all eat from the same pot, as they say. Anyway, now we've got John Maynard running for president. Our futures are secure. Not to mention comfortable. But we need to get down to the business of how we are going to fund his campaign. Where is the money going to come from? Wichuli, is this your area of expertise?
Yes. John and I have been discussing this. We are going to get the money from the energy contracts. The scheme is working well and no one seems to suspect anything. So, if we are onto a good thing, why stop? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, eh? Right, John?
Right, Michili. We seem to have enough people on board who are ready to play along. And as the current energy minister, I can obviously throw people off the scent if anyone voices suspicion.
Mm-hmm. That guy on the anti-corruption board who started nosing around has been sacked, according to the chairman. Mm. So, I think the coast is clear.
Oh, that's great.
Right. Then I assume it's up to me to keep things ticking over. We've got that guy Odhiambo supplying us with equipment, which was a good move. Buying his meters makes the whole thing look legitimate. We may not be generating any electricity at all, but you are certainly generating lots of cash for us. This is what creative entrepreneurship is all about. Making money out of nothing.
Yep, Karanja. Looks like pretty plain sailing from where I'm sitting.
If we are going to use money from the contracts to fund John Miner's campaign and pay us for our time, of course, we need to make it look as if we are supplying more electricity.
Yeah.
But that won't be a problem. And of course, once John's selected, he can throw even more contracts our way.
Yeah, right. So, gentlemen, here is to State House and a brighter, even more prosperous future.
To State House.
John Maynard for State House.
Things are hotting up. These politicians and businessmen are completely shameless. They don't care at all about their fellow countrymen. They'll swindle anyone and everyone just to get rich. And the corruption comes right from the top. People not always do favors out of the kindness of their heart. Very often, they'll expect some kind of reward or that a favor will be returned, either as cash or as some kind of advancement. And this is how corruption becomes firmly rooted in society.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Alfayo Odhiambo, I need to talk to you.
Hello, who is this? Hey, I need to get off the bus. Can you stop, please? I can't hear you. Just a second. I'm getting off the bus. Hold on.
Hello?
5. This is Muchuli.
Oh, right. What is it?
I'll be brief. The elections are coming up, and our energy minister, John Miner, is running for the presidency. We need you to supply us with another big order of electricity meters. What's the soonest you can deliver them?
I'm sorry, I'm not going to supply you anymore, Mr. Muchuli. You've already involved me in your dirty scheme against my will. I'm not going to help that crook Miner get into State House. You'll have to find someone else.
Think very carefully about what you're saying, Alfayo Odhiambo. We can ruin your business. You realize that? We can ruin your family and make life incredibly difficult for you. I suggest you think again.
I don't need to think again, Muchuli. You can tell your thieving boss I'm not eating from the same trough as him. I'm out. And what's more, I'm going to help expose this scandal, even if it means implicating myself. I'm not afraid of blowing the whistle.
Well, if I were you, I would think very carefully about what you do next, Alfayo. Mr. Miner has a long, long memory. He won't forget this. And if you try to bring him down, we will come down on you so hard, you'll never even know what hit you.
What a mess. What do I do now? I must tell Jeffrey, especially as he already knows about this scam. But can he help me now that he's no longer the anti-corruption board?
Whistleblowers are people who find out about illegal activities and aren't afraid to tell the public or the police. They are often people with a strong sense of morality. This is how Alfayo is feeling. He's determined to blow the whistle on the energy scam even though he knows it could get him into big trouble. But he's worried about what's going to happen.
Welcome to this evening's program. In our studio tonight, we have John Miner, one of the front runners for the presidency. Mr. Miner, one of the main issues and a discussion at the moment is corruption. Is this something you'll tackle if you're elected?
Absolutely. My government will be clean right from the start. We will have a zero-tolerance attitude to corruption, from the top right down to the common people. My government will be different. That is my promise.
This is utter rubbish. This guy is up to his neck in corruption and he's not even in State House yet. Are people really falling for this? How can he say that with such a straight face?
Hey, Dad, calm down. That's politics. They're all taught how to lie. You know that. They're all the same. And of course, people fall for it. His people will all be rallying round to get their piece of the pie if he's elected. They know that if they get him into power, he'll help them. That's the way things work in Africa.
God, Isaac, it's so depressing. Has it always been this way, Dad?
I suppose so, Sylvia. It's just that when we were younger, you didn't have a free press to expose the corruption. So we suspected it was going on, but we didn't actually know who or what was involved.
Yes, but Dad, even though we know who these people are now, they still get off scot-free. The papers expose their dirty dealings, but they're still all there, in politics or working in big business. No one seems to be able to get at them.
It's got to change though, hasn't it? I mean, that's what we are taught at school. That will get them in the end. Surely a new generation will come and wipe the slate clean?
Or will they be held to ransom by their tribes or their own people, like everyone else before them? Maybe it's a cycle that can't be broken.
Children, that's enough of this depressing talk. Of course it can be stopped. You just have to stand firm and stick to your principles. That's what I always say, and that's what I believe.
Sylvia's asked the million-dollar question. Is it possible to stop the cycle of corruption? The Odhiambo family are starting to realize just how bad the problem is. This was the fourth episode of our radio drama on corruption, The Elephant in the Room, based on real-life stories. In the next episode, we'll hear Jeffrey's plan to continue the fight against corruption and how Isaac reacts when he discovers it's even going on in his office. If you'd like to hear this program again, please visit our website at dw.de/LBE. You can also join us on our Facebook page. Goodbye for now, and thanks for listening.